When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you every week by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. Partnering with them is probably one of the best decisions I've made because I love public golf, and Cog Hill is the epitome of good public golf in Chicagoland. Featuring four championship golf courses, including the world-famous Dubs Dread, Cog Hill brings the best of public golf to every player that steps on its property every single day. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We're also brought to you by our friends over at WorldwideGolfShops.com. If you want to play your best and you want to look your best, go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today to check out everything they have. They've got the latest equipment, they've got the latest apparel, they've got training aids, they've got accessories, everything you could possibly think of to get you back in the game and to play your best every single time. WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, everyone. We are back after a Thanksgiving holiday. I hope everyone had a good and safe one. This is the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I am your host, Adam, from golfunfiltered.com. Follow me all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. I do hope everyone had a safe holiday. We are recording this the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I got to tell you, just like every other year, it seems like I completely overdo it on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. I don't think I can eat at all today. And quite frankly, it's a little bit disgusting, got to be honest with you. But if there's one day of the year where you probably shouldn't feel bad about doing that, maybe it's this time. Just as a quick personal side note, I also want to thank everyone for reaching out or who reached out. If you follow me on social, particularly on Instagram and Twitter, you may have heard that we did have to put one of our dogs down this past week, right before the holiday, which made it even more difficult. But, you know, I appreciate everyone with their kind words. And, yeah, you know, it's pretty much all I could say at this point without getting upset. But, yeah, I really appreciate it. And I know it's a hard time, and it's not the first time I've had to go through that. But it never gets any easier. And I'm sure many people listening to this can relate. But on a much happier note, we are right in the thick of things here with the holiday season. And, you know, I go back and forth every year with whether or not I'm going to do a holiday gift guide. And my two buddies, Chris McHugh and Bill Bush, they helped make up Second City Golf, and they just did a great episode of That Range Life the other day. They just posted it yesterday, I think, where they go through a lot of their products. And, you know, admittedly, I still have to watch, I think I've watched half of it at this point. But why not go through a few of my favorite golf products from this year that I think not only would make great gifts for any golfer, but they're actually products I've used and will highly recommend. Now, I should also mention that a couple of the things I might mention today, a couple of the products, they might be a couple years old, I'll admit, but they're still fantastic, and I think they should be on your short list if you're looking to buy something for the golfers in your life, or even for yourself, because we all like to do that as well. So that's today's topic. I should also let you know that there are reviews for each of these products on golfunfiltered.com, and you may notice that the website looks a little different. Yes, I do like to change things around quite often, but you know, we're going to take a new approach in 2022. We're going to focus mainly on new golfers, and there are a lot of you following the 2020 golf boom when everyone was getting outside to do something. There's just a ton of questions that we get here, not only via email, but also on our TikTok page. And I would recommend that you go out to @golfunfiltered on TikTok. And I get a lot of comments there asking just general questions about the game of golf. And so the website has been redesigned slightly to allow us to cover that a little bit more directly. But go out to the equipment section and you can read more in-depth reviews over the products that I'm going to mention here. So let's get going. All right, everyone, to kick things off, we're going to talk about the Bushnell Phantom 2 Golf GPS. Now, if you've not heard of this, it is a great compact little GPS gadget that you can bring with you on the golf course, fits in your pocket, has a magnet on the back of it that you can stick to anything magnetic, including your golf cart that you're riding in, or really anything. And it's got so many features in it that really make this stand out above the rest, for me at least. Now, it does not have a laser component to it, so it's not one of those laser rangefinders that a lot of golfers are going to prefer. And admittedly, I still carry a laser rangefinder myself if I want specific distances to perhaps a tree or a portion of the course that I just can't find on any other product, and that makes sense. I feel like there are many uses for different types of tools such as these. Now, the Phantom 2, though, from Bushnell, I really enjoy for a lot of reasons. And once again, there is a full review on golfunfiltered.com that you can read more into this. But it's so impressive because of the number of courses that actually come preloaded on this thing. I think the last time that I saw an update from Bushnell, there were over 38,000 courses that are preloaded on this, and it updates constantly. And so chances are you're going to find the golf course that you're playing that day on this thing. And it's got all these other features on it that really show the evolution of devices like this. You can get, obviously, the front, middle, center readings to every green. Plus, it's got all the hazards, the main hazards, you know, the bunkers, the lakes, and some other out of bounds, for example, that you need for any golf hole. But what I really appreciate about this is the compatibility the Phantom 2 has with an app that Bushnell offers for your smartphone. And so it not only allows you a flyover of the golf hole that you're playing, but it also coincides with whatever readout is on the Phantom 2. You'll have to see it to understand exactly what I mean. And again, I do encourage you to go out to the website to read the review. This is one of those devices that are very unintrusive. And what I mean by that, as I said before, it's very compact. You can just throw it in your pocket and almost forget that it's there, which admittedly, the first time that I used the Phantom 2 on a golf course, I actually left it on the golf cart because I used the magnetic feature. So you want to keep your eyes open for that too. But this is a great little gift that you can either buy yourself or any golfer on their wish list, because it's almost one of those things that you don't even know that you need, but once you have one, you're really going to appreciate it. And at $130, it's not that expensive, really. Any golfer of any skill type is really going to enjoy this, which is why I include the Phantom 2 from Bushnell on today's list. Okay, next up, back in September, I had the opportunity to try out the Cleveland Launcher XL line. They've had new woods come out, new hybrids, they had new irons, and for me at least, by far the most impressive piece of equipment out of that line was the Launcher XL Halo Highwood. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this at length, not only on this show, but also via social media. I can't stop talking about this club, and yes, for a long time, Cleveland Srixon, Zegzio, and I were partnered together talking a lot about their equipment. They were a sponsor of the show, and I still love those guys. But this is one of the best golf clubs I've ever hit, period. And I say that having used it multiple times already, and of course our golf season here is winding down, but this is a golf club, as the name implies, that kind of fits in between a fairway wood slash hybrid and a long iron. It's really unique in that way. And the reason I say that, at least in my experience, the distance on this thing was actually long enough for me to replace my 3-wood. Which is interesting because the high wood actually is a compact head shape, very similar to a hybrid. But thanks to the design, thanks to the guide rails on the bottom of the sole, which helps you really cut through the turf, no problem whatsoever, and the face design and everything that goes into this club head, I mean, the ball just explodes off the club face. Now, if you're a golfer that prefers the look and feel of hitting a fairway wood off of turf, you know, and I'm talking off of the ground, off of, you know, any lie whatsoever, not off of a tee, then maybe you stick with that. Maybe you stick with the fairway wood. Golf is a very personal thing. We all like the look of different things. I prefer the look and feel of a hybrid now off of the turf as opposed to, you know, off of a tee or anything. But this club's a little bit different for me because I have found, probably because of the incredible performance it has, I found that I can hit this thing in any situation on a tight par four, if I'm trying to go for it in two on a par five, or if I just need to get the ball in the fairway. I am extremely comfortable hitting this thing. And I know I'm going to get good distance out of it because of the design. Now, the one thing I will say is it's a little loud. And I've noticed this from the other Cleveland Launcher XL from this year. The Woods and Fairway Metals. They're a little loud, a little high-pitched. But that is a very minor thing if you're going to get the production that you will undoubtedly receive from this club. I mean, the Highwood, I can't say enough good things about it. So I absolutely had to include this club on this list. And quite frankly, I probably should have said it first. That's how much I enjoy this golf club. Any golfer of any caliber is really going to enjoy it too, because while I may be, you know, a little bit on the above average side of playing, even if I was a 36 handicap, you're still going to get benefit from this thing. It's that easy to hit and it's that forgiving. I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, speaking of the Cleveland Launcher XL line from this year, the third item on our list today is the driver, the Cleveland Launcher XL driver. Now, this thing packs a ton of power in a somewhat larger club head. I mean, this thing looks pretty big at the end of the golf shaft. The golf shaft itself actually comes a little bit longer, too. I believe it's at 46.5 inches stock. And again, the sound is, you're going to know when someone's hitting this thing. It is quite loud. And I know I kind of harp on that a little bit, but I don't want to come across saying that it's off-putting. I mean, it's not like the old, you know, Nike Sumo SQ. Remember that thing? It sounded like a paint can or a coffee tin. You don't want to, there's no comparison there. But when I was out testing the full line of Fairway Metals and Woods from Cleveland Launcher this year, this thing, I mean, ball speed was by far one of the fastest that I had tried. And it's one of the best from Cleveland that they've offered in recent years. So how did they achieve that? Well, as you know, or maybe you don't, but Cleveland and Strixon Golf are owned by the same company. They're under the same umbrella. And so one of the benefits of that is they're able to borrow technology for both of the name brands. And they did so in the Cleveland Launcher XL. And what I mean by that is rebound frame technology. That's something that Strixon also features in their new ZX line of drivers, which we also have on the website. So what rebound frame does, it actually features two flex points within the club head. There's one on the face, and then there's a second deeper in the club head, which, when working together, they contribute to this rebound effect. It's almost like a spring-like effect that we hear often about drivers these days. That equates to incredible ball speed, and because of the 460cc head, it also features a fair amount of forgiveness in this club. Now, I don't know about you, but getting the ball in the fairway is by far the best thing you could possibly do to set you up to succeed on any golf hole. You know, of course, with the exception of par threes. This is a golf club that, if you want to put aside any preconceived notions about what driver brand you should be using, this is a golf club that will put you in the fairway more often than not, assuming that you put a decent swing on it. It's just designed to help you do that. The distance is kind of icing on the cake here, and this thing does produce. As I mentioned earlier, it gave me extremely fast ball speed, really not needing to change my swing at all. And another way that it achieved that is there's a slight amount of counterbalance in the grip to kind of offset that larger head. That just makes this golf club extremely easy to swing. It actually helps you get it through the hitting area much quicker without much more effort. Now, at least for me, when you start seeing results and you're like, wow, I can really hit this thing, you start to get more confident. You start to increase your swing speed a little bit, especially when you're hitting it well. Definitely something to try out. Hands down the best driver that Cleveland has ever put its name to. And that's why I think you need to include this on your short list for either buying it for someone else. Definitely look at it for yourself, because I've had it in my bag for a little bit now, and one of the best clubs that I've hit. Definitely one of the best clubs from Cleveland. Staying in the driver category for our fourth item that I want you to consider for this holiday season. It's from our friends just down the road here in Chicagoland, Sub 70 Golf. They recently released their 849 Pro driver. And this thing is, for a direct-to-consumer brand and a driver that is relatively inexpensive for what you get out of the performance from this club, it's one of those things that you don't see come along very often. And I know that sounds cliche, but I truly, truly mean it in this instance. So what Sub 70 has done is they have found a way to pack in a lot of the same technology that larger, more expensive brands offer in their flagship drivers. And this is definitely their new flagship. It's got a more compact head design. It's not as large as perhaps, you know, like the Cleveland Launcher we were just talking about. But it also has the three weighted screws on the sole of the club that we're seeing a lot of this perimeter weighting and the adjustability of it in other brands. The club head itself is completely adjustable. It's got a hosel that you can switch it around to whatever loft or lie that you need. But the inclusion for the first time of these weight ports is really what sets this thing apart from the other offerings from Sub 70. Now, what I really appreciate about the 849 Pro is the sound that it makes. And if you've read any of the reviews on the website, you know that that's a big deal to me. And I think it is for a lot of golfers too. Sound really contributes to the overall quote-unquote feel of a golf club. If the thing doesn't sound right to you, or if it's, you know, a little bit too, I don't even know, tinny, or maybe too sharp, then you're probably not going to enjoy hitting this thing. Sub 70 paid a lot of attention to making this driver sound solid. It's got a muted feel at impact, which again coincides with the sound of it, and the ball just explodes off the club face. Now, not to compare it directly to another brand, but just because I spoke about the Cleveland Launcher previous, these are the two drivers that I have the privilege of playing that really perform similar to one another. And frankly, I'm going to give the edge a little bit, and I don't want to make this a comparison podcast, but I want to give the edge to the Sub 70 849 Pro only because the ball speed was a little bit faster for me. Now, that being said, and I think this is only natural to mention, because if you're thinking of multiple options for your driver purchase, then you're probably thinking these things too. The one thing I will say about the 849 Pro is it's got a very square face, meaning it's almost got like a sharp toe point. You'll have to look down the club to know what I mean, and we've got some pictures on the site. But it does have this hard edge towards the toe that might be a little interesting for some players. You don't really see too many clubs do that anymore. Whereas most drivers, including the Cleveland Launcher, have a more rounded toe. So that might just boil down to preference for you. But once you get this thing set up, at least in my golf eye, it almost helps with alignment a little bit. Now, I'm a guy that has a tendency to kind of line up with my club face a little bit shut. This lets you know right away. Look, I got to open that thing up a little bit. Now, that aside, everything else that I mentioned is complete positives. The sound, the speed that you get from it, the distances that I'm experiencing hitting this thing. And for the price, I mean, this thing's what, $300? I mean, you're not really going to beat that. Not for the amount of time and effort that went into making this thing sound and feel as good as it does. So if you're interested in trying a direct-to-consumer brand, and Sub 70's got a ton of great stuff out there, give it a look. The 849 Pro is a driver that's a good entry point if you're in the market for a new driver, and you're not going to be disappointed at all. Give it a look. Okay, to take a step out of the golf club category, I'm going to mention another product that I've talked about at length multiple times, so bear with me here, but I really believe in this product so much that I just have to include it on this small list. and that's the Monster Mat. You've heard me talk about this before. It's a driving range quality hitting mat that, I'll just say it, it's the best one I've ever hit off of. And I've hit off of many driving range mats here in the Chicagoland area, particularly during the colder months. What's so great about the Monster Mat, and we did an entire episode on this product, you can go look up that a few episodes ago, is that it is incredibly durable. And I've had this thing for, gosh, over a year now, I think, or close to it. And it looks and feels the exact same as it did on day one. I know you hear that and you're probably thinking, oh God, here he goes with some marketing speak. No, I'm telling you the truth here. It feels and reacts on every golf shot, whether it be wedges, irons, hybrid, whatever, the same now as it did the first time I got it. And it feels pretty close to an actual fairway. Now, we had Brent Pascal on the show. He's the founder and the inventor of the Monster Mat. And I don't know, I mean, he went into explaining how he does what he did with the Monster Mat, and he's an extremely smart guy. He's an engineer by trade. He can probably talk much more intelligently about this than I can. All I know is that it works. Now, I've got it. I had it down in my basement. I realized that wasn't the best place for me to have it because we have very low ceilings in the basement. So I've moved it out to my garage, and that is going to help me stay in shape, or at least my game in shape. I have to do other things to stay personally in shape during the winter months, because this thing, I can't say enough about it. I mean, it's large enough to where you can actually stand on the mat itself. And I know that sounds silly to mention, but if you go onto Amazon or you go and you look at, you know, Target or anywhere else that sell smaller, quote unquote, for at-home use hitting mats, chances are you're not going to be able to actually stand on this thing too. The Monster Mat does come in different sizes. And so if you're working at a golf course or if you're a golf course operator, you can also buy these things for your driving range as well, which I highly recommend because they offer some great package deals. But for at-home use, you're just not going to find a better mat. And the best thing is that it's actually large enough. It's not so large that you can rotate it. And it's got the T holes, you know, where you can put the plastic T through the bottom on all four sides of it, which just prolongs the life of this product even further. I think I've had to rotate it once. I think they recommend rotating it every 6 months. It's absolutely outstanding. I can't say enough about it. You can find it at safeplaygolf.com is the website. Safeplay Golf is the overarching company that makes the product, Monster Mat. And give it a look. They've got a bunch of different pricing packages available for whatever your needs are. If you've got one of those awesome, sweet golf simulator setups at home, you might want to consider this as well. But even if you don't, if you're just looking for something to hit off of into a net, go pick one of these up. It's a small investment. You're going to love it. It's going to last you forever. So that's our top five, or our five items that we have on a very short list of golf products that you might want to consider, not only for your game, but if you're looking to buy something special for the golfer in your life, regardless of their skill level. Those are the five that I would highly recommend. I've used all of them. I continue to use them. I will probably use them well into next year as well. And go give them a look. Tell them that we sent you over there. Now, as it relates to the rest of this year, we're going to have more interviews. We're going to do more podcasts like this, just solo, commenting on a few things within the golf industry as well as golf news. But you will notice a slight shift in the topics that we cover. We're going to continue to do the What Golf Means to You interview series. But we're also going to focus on topics that any golfer of any caliber can enjoy and benefit from, with a slight focus, or emphasis rather, on newer golfers. And so if there's a topic that you'd like me to cover, shoot me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. You know you could find me on social @golfunfiltered. I'll put it on my list. We'll cover a lot of things. And I would, again, if you are a newer golfer, or if you're trying to introduce someone to the game, a lot of these younger people like to use, and there's a few of us old people still like to use TikTok as well. We've got an account out there. I'm trying to put as much content out there as possible to talk directly to new golfers. highly recommend a follow there too. We'll be back again next week. Thanks for hanging in. I hope you consider some of the products and brands that I mentioned today on today's show. And until we talk again, stay safe out there. Be kind to one another. We'll see you soon.